This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Nobody in Kansas City has sports like 96.5 The Fan.
Right side throw, touchdown! Kansas City, a three-yard touchdown pass in overtime. Kansas City wins the game.
Welcome into The Drive with Carrington Harrison.
Back-to-back best sports talk hosts as voted on in the Pitch magazine.
Live from the Fan Studios, here's CDOT.
Let's do this. Another day, another dollar, another edition of The Drive. You are listening to The Drive on 96.5 The Fan, 96.5thefan.com, and also the Odyssey app. My name is Carrington Harrison. Excited to be here with you on this wonderful Tuesday. It is a game week in college football. Kansas State plays Iowa State on Saturday. Fresno State travels to Lawrence, Kansas to take on the Kansas Jayhawks. They have their first game in there. Are you guys calling it a new stadium, a renovated stadium? What is the official term that KU fans are using for their new stadium and to get things going this Saturday in Lawrence, Kansas?
100% a new stadium. It is a new stadium in Lawrence, Kansas.
So we are excited about that here on The Drive as well. A lot of things to get into in today's show. We got the announcement yesterday that Travis Kelce and Patrick Mahomes, they are going to open up their new steakhouse. That steakhouse will open up on Patrick Mahomes' birthday, which I believe is September 17th. We'll talk more about that in today's show. It sounds to me like expansion is inevitable in Major League Baseball. What cities make the most sense for possible expansion in baseball? We'll get to that in the course of the show as well. There is a 90s documentary on the Dallas Cowboys. We'll talk about that at some point today, and we'll also get you covered with the Kansas City Royals. That's where we're going to start. Before we do that, I need to remind you guys of a couple of things. Number one, I need you listening to the show each day at 2 o'clock right here on 96.5 The Fan. Number two, I need you to tell one friend to check out the show. I mean, it'd be great if you could tell two people to check out the show, but you know what? Beggars won't be choosers. If you can simply tell one person to check out the show, you know what? I would greatly appreciate it if you did that. And number three, I need you guys to remember that the open of the show is now brought to you by our friends over at The Other Place, with five metro locations serving great pizza for over 25 years right here in the Kansas City metro. If you want some hot pizza and some cold drinks and you also want to watch the biggest and best games, be sure to stop by and check out our friends over at The Other Place. Also, check out the website, theotherplace.com. Well, the Royals continue to do what needs to be done. The Kansas City Royals right now, they are three games over 500, and they continue to bash on the teams that they are supposed to. So Rob today, Rob did a little bit of work. He got here early. He's got a little pep in his step. I think Rob is taking off on Friday. So you know how you guys camp out for Chiefs games when they play on Sunday Night Football? That's what Rob plans on doing for Kansas against Fresno State. He's so excited about this. He's taking off Friday to go out there. He said he wants to be the first person to tailgate for this weekend's game. But today he came in with a little pep in his step. He said Royals baseball is meaningful. So I looked up some numbers for it. And I said, you know what, Rob? I appreciate that. This is what we have. There are 37 games between now and the season being over for the Kansas City Royals. I think that 86 or 87 is the target that the Royals need to get to if we are seriously talking about them making the postseason. It is impossible to say that they don't have a chance. In order for the Royals to win 87 games, they have to go 23-14 down the stretch. That means they need to win 62% of their games. Guess what the Royals' record is over their last 37 games? Just take a guess. It's 23-14 with a win percentage of 62. Basically, what the Royals need to do to make the postseason is, can they match the last month that they've had? If they can match the last month that they have had an ability to put things together and win the games and series necessary, the Royals have a serious and legitimate chance of making the postseason. The schedule, now not ideal, but if the Royals are going to do this thing, and it's not outside the realm of possibility that the Royals can do this thing, they're going to have to be able to overcome their fears. The Royals have done an incredible job in beating up on teams like the Nationals, the White Sox, and teams like they're currently playing right now, the Texas Rangers. And there's nothing wrong with that. I told you guys yesterday, I don't care which 87 games they win. If this team makes the postseason, you got to figure out the best path to get there if you want to make the postseason. If this team is going to get over the hump, if this team is going to really make this a very interesting final 6-7 weeks of the baseball season, they're going to have to overcome what has been their greatest weakness this season. When they have played a series that really matters, when they have played a team that really matters, they have disappointed more times than not. This season, against a team that is over 500, they are 22-37. They have been bad against the good teams. Now, you got a handful of those teams left on the schedule. This weekend, you have one of those teams in the Detroit Tigers. That might be the best team in the American League. You got to take care of business and handle your own against the good teams in Major League Baseball. And you got to continue to BTA these bad teams in baseball. That's what they did this weekend against the Chicago White Sox. That's what they did last week against the Washington Nationals. Hopefully, that's what they continue to do against the Texas Rangers. Then, not a bad team, not in the same sense of those first two teams, but you won the first game of the series. Can you possibly take 3 out of 4 against the Texas Rangers and just keep this momentum going? All of that is on the table right now for the Royals. We have given you the pathway. The Royals, to get to 87 wins, simply need to replicate what they have done the last 37 games. Can they keep this up with the offense? Can they get Seth Lugo turned around, who was on the hill later today? We'll talk to Vern about that coming up in the 4 o'clock hour. Can they get Seth Lugo back on track? It seems hard to think that the Royals are going to be able to keep up this remarkable pace without having Seth Lugo part of it in some capacity and not in the negative sense. I also think that J.J. Piccolo deserves a lot of credit for this. The back half of their lineup was killing this team. Now, sure, you're not making it to the postseason without the Vinny Pasquantinos, without the Bobby Witt Juniors, and those guys have certainly come together and played well. The back half of their lineup every day was a negative. And so far, you look at this stretch and who they've gotten to contribute. It's been a little bit of Nick Lofton, a little bit of Yastrzemski, a little bit of Adam Frazier, a little bit of Kyle Isbell. The supporting cast and the supporting actors, so to speak, they have certainly done their job. They've held their own. They've kept this thing together. And they are just a more well-rounded and complete lineup than they were 50, 60 games ago. We all love Jack Caglione. You can't continue to put a guy out there who was hitting 151 and doesn't get on base for you. You couldn't continue to have that guy in your lineup. MJ Melendez, I don't know why he was continuing to get ABs. You had to get him out of here. Some of the other moves that they've made throughout the course of the season, it is not a surprise to me that this offense has started to get back on track, A, when Vinny has really gotten hot, when your foundation was a lot stronger from your top 3 or 4 hitters, and also you completely elevated the floor of the back half of their roster. They don't have nearly as many automatic outs that they had in the early part and middle part of the season. And now, as we are in the sprint, 37 games to go for the Royals, this is a team that at least has a puncher's chance. They're not the favorite to do it. If you look at the percentages, Fangraphs has them at about a 20% chance of making the postseason. So about a 1 in 5 chance. Baseball Reference has them at a 24% chance. So about a 1 in 4 chance. So I'm not here to tell you that the Royals are making the postseason. I'm simply going off the numbers. But it is interesting to think that the Royals have a chance. The Royals matter, and that's all we've asked the Royals to do was to matter in August and matter in September. I've told you guys from the beginning what my hope and what my expectation is. I want to be at Kauffman Stadium in September when they have a series and they are two games back, and they really need these series, and these games really matter if they're going to make the postseason or not. We just haven't had many of those August. We haven't had many of those Septembers where the Royals are in that spot, where the Royals are within striking distance. They're playing a team that really matters. And this is a really, really important series for the Kansas City Royals. So that is my hope for them. And the way that they have played, they have made that possible. We'll talk NFL coming up on the other side. But you guys know the rules. If we start the show with the Royals, then we got to end the segment with a little bit of...
We're where you want to be.
Carrington, today's random Royals line takes us back to the year 1995, where the Royals finished just sub 500. Here was their record on this date in Royals history. 1995 is they lost on a walk-off to the Toronto Blue Jays. Leading off in center field, Johnny Damon. Batting second in left field, Tom Goodwin. Batting third, the first baseman, Wally Joyner. Batting fourth, the third baseman, Gary Gaetti. Batting fifth, the designated hitter, Keith Lockhart.
Who? I don't think I've ever heard of Keith Lockhart in my entire life.
He hit .323 this season for the Royals. Wow. Batting sixth, the shortstop, Greg Gagne.
Something makes me feel like that's Gagne.
Could go either way.
I'm just going to guess. I don't know, but I'm just going to guess.
Batting seventh, the right fielder, John Nunnally.
I don't know who any of these human beings are.
Batting eighth, the second baseman, David Howard.
D. Howard.
And batting ninth, the catcher, Brent Maye.
I have heard of him before.
Like I said, the Royals lost in this state on a walk-off as the Blue Jays got a big hit off of Jeff Montgomery, dropping the Royals from 50-51 to 50-52 back in 1995.
Coming up on the other side, I had an epiphany as I've been watching The Kingdom and as I'm starting the transition over to the 90s documentary about the 90s Cowboys. I'll explain. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison on your new home for K-State Athletics, 96.5. The Fan, brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. amazon.com/prime.
So as I was getting ready for the show today, I see that KU has made a coaching hire. They've hired Tony Bland. Now, you know, being the sports talk host that I am, I try not to come on here and be unprepared. And sometimes being prepared, all it takes is a quick Google search. Who is Tony Bland? You know, they're making this announcement. They got a new assistant coach. You know, that's somebody I should be familiar with. Right, Rob? That's part of my job, is to know who the coaches are. Well, there's a story, actually, in the Los Angeles Times. Who is Tony Bland? USC assistant coach charged with involvement in federal bribery scheme. Birds of a feather, huh? If you need something, just ask, quoted Tony Bland. Shoes, shirts, jerseys, hats, socks, you name it. I've still got shoes in boxes. KU's new assistant coach was arrested back in 2017 for federal charges of conspiracy to commit bribery, soliciting a bribe, wire fraud, part of a broad series of indictments related to fraud and corruption in college basketball. He allegedly facilitated payments for cash to families of USC basketball players. Well, Rob, I will say this. You guys hired somebody who was prepared to win in this NIL era. That might have been frowned upon back in the day. Maybe you couldn't show up with $10,000 in payments to families of high school basketball players. You can do that now. This is actually a really smart hire by KU. To be honest, you guys were ahead of the curve. Everybody else, they were doing things the right way. You know, going out to AAU games, putting boots to the ground, boots on the pavement, recruiting the old school way. I mean, everybody, Kentucky, Duke, Oklahoma State, Mizzou, everybody was doing it the right way. And of course, Kansas trying to circumvent them and the evil empire known as Adidas. They were trying to circumvent the rules and push basketball players to play at Kansas and gave them an unfair advantage. But you know what? There is no unfair advantage anymore. They were ahead of the game. They got somebody, Rob, who is a master, who is an expert in payments to players. It's a good hire by KU. It's a really good job. You guys got a good staff over there. Real solid staff over there at the University of Kansas.
I don't know about you, but I've enjoyed Bill Self's double bird to the NCAA offseason. Oh, you can't do this anymore? Watch me work. By the way, Tony Bland, it's worth noting, did serve his entire 3-year show cause and was an assistant coach last year for Washington.
Now
so
he has
paid his time.
Now he's back. Yeah, no, now he's back.
Welcome back. Hey, we need someone to recruit Los Angeles.
Yeah, go
boy,
get him.
Do I know the guy.
Yeah. And then to be honest, hey, day one of Tony Bland being here, he gets you Trevor Ariza's kid. Trevor Ariza's kid has a scheduled visit. I'm going to guess that those things are not coincidence. You hire the guy that's known for the West Coast, who's very well known in basketball circles in LA, and then the top recruit in LA is just coming to hang out at Kansas in a month or so. That's good work by KU. I'm telling you, KU last year, something triggered them. They were so bad by their standards last year. It was such a disappointing college basketball season by KU basketball standards. They will never let that happen again. You think that Bill Self is out there risking his health to be coaching a 7 seed in the NCAA tournament? Absolutely not. Hey, we need the number one high school basketball player. Let's do what we need to do. Hey, you got a you served a penalty for this. You got charged for bribery of college basketball players. We don't care. We'll bring you here. That's what we need. By KU, man. I'm serious. I'm joking, but that's honest. I'm for real. They're not playing around at KU. They were a regular college basketball team, and they can't stomach it. It does not matter anymore. We only care about one thing here, the rules of basketball here. You think we would disrespect James Naismith's name that's right there on the floor by putting together a 21-12 basketball team? Absolutely not.
By the way, I looked this up. It's probably coincidental, but
yeah, I'm sure it is. I'm sure it's a coincidence.
The number one recruit in the country for the 2026 recruiting class is from Sherman Oaks, California.
They're funny. I'm serious. They're funny.
And as you mentioned, Tony Bland is a noted LA and California recruiter. You know what? I actually look at the recruiting class here. According to 24/7, three of the top five kids in the 2026 class are from California. So it's probably just a coincidence.
Yeah, no, I'm sure.
I'm not connecting dots that the number one recruit in the country for next year is from Sherman Oaks and does have a scheduled visit with KU. Probably coincidence.
Federal charges to commit bribery. He's coaching at KU. Leader of men. That's what he is. He's a leader of men. Congratulations to Kansas as they have just made a new hire. Tony Bland is the new assistant coach. That's one of Bill's right-hand men. You know what? Speaking of documentaries, I just want to examine the life of Curtis Townsend. There is not a, I'm not joking. This is serious now. There is not a single person in the 913-816-785 area code who has lived a more fulfilling life than Curtis Townsend. I'm serious. Curtis Townsend has the best life. He gets just to hang out with Bill all day. He goes to a couple of high school basketball games every year. He gets done what Bill needs. How much does Curtis Townsend make every year? About $800,000, $900,000. Just what a comfortable life. What a great life. And if you make $900,000 and live in Lawrence, Kansas, you're basically Warren Buffett. I'm serious. You're basically Jeff Bezos. Because $800,000 there is really worth like $2 billion in a major city. So I'm telling you, Curtis Townsend lives the most fulfilling life of any. There's not a single person around us that lives a better life than him. I'd rather be him than Patrick Mahomes. If those are my two options, I'd rather be Curtis Townsend than Travis Kelce. If those are my two options, just every day, just hang out. Just, hey, you know, I don't even know if Curtis is putting together schemes to beat the other teams. Like, hey, your job is to facilitate all of this stuff. All right. That's your job. And you do it. You've done a fantastic job at that. Amazing job.
By the way, assuming 800,000 in town makes you a billionaire is wrong. David Booth is a Lawrence believer. He's always in town. He's a real billionaire. He ain't no $800,000 heir. He's a real life billionaire.
Okay, well, you're right. Well, I'm just saying compared to that, David Booth in Lawrence is basically the richest person in the world. Like, that's the equivalent. If you take all the money that you accumulated in Lawrence, you're basically, I don't know who the wealthiest person in the world is. I don't know who it is right now. I'm telling you, at the Hawk, David Booth is the richest person in the world. Not even close on who the richest person in the world is. Kansas, they get going this weekend. They play Fresno State. We're not going to have their coach and quarterback on. We are waiting until they play Missouri. So I don't want you KU fans to think that we have forgot about you. I promise you. This week, it's K-State. K-State gets their time. They're playing a ranked opponent. We're going to have Chris Kleiman on the show. He's going to be on the show tomorrow. And KU, we will get to you coming up in a couple of weeks as you guys get ready to play Missouri in the early part of September. All right, Rob, I had this thought process, and I would like to share it with you. You know, one day a major company is going to do a documentary about this run from the Chiefs. And I know, like, somebody has, like, recently done it, ESPN, but that's a little bit different. It's like following the season. One day we are going to get the John Dorsey story. I don't know what the John Dorsey story is, but one day someone's going to give us the story. The same way that we got stories that we had never heard of when they did the Last Dance documentary and we heard about all the dislike for Jerry Krause. Like that was a major theme of the Last Dance. is, hey, the players, they're not that fond of Jerry Krause. We got that story. They're currently having a documentary on Netflix about the 90s Cowboys, and they're talking about the White House. And no, I ain't talking about the one in Washington, D.C. For those of you know when I'm talking about the White House and the 90s Cowboys. They got Michael Irvin on camera talking about this. They got Emmitt Smith talking about it. Now, the Chiefs, they haven't had their scandal yet as a team. Like, they haven't had it yet. You know, the Patriots, they had theirs, and the Cowboys, they had their scandals. The Chiefs haven't had it. So I am excited for, I don't know when it'll be, 5 years, 10 years after the run, maybe 20 years after the run. But they will get everybody to sit down in front of a camera, and we will hear stories about this run that we have never heard before. Remember, Apple did this a couple of years ago. They did this with the Patriots. Actually, it was really good. The Apple did this. And they, for the first time, they talked about Aaron Hernandez. You remember, they went through a long stretch. They never talked about Aaron Hernandez. They got Bill Belichick on camera talking about Aaron Hernandez in real time. Blew my mind. They had Rob Gronkowski on camera talking about Aaron Hernandez. One day, we'll get that Chiefs documentary. I don't know when, but I'm telling you, at some point in our life, we will be, you will be, I don't know what the IT social media website will be, but you will see a link to it. And there's going to be a 5-part major series where we hear about the untold stories of the Chiefs in the 2020s. That is a doc we will get at some point in our lives.
That doc is coming. Let me rephrase that. I believe that doc is coming. But as the landscape of media and team control of media changes, are teams going to sign up to have a third party know the story like that? Like, the Cowboys story, we all knew as it was happening. Now we get a behind-the-scenes look. But in 2025, if the Cowboys were having that happen, they would not be releasing that information to a third-party company, be like, hey, we know this. The Last Dance wouldn't work because we knew in The Last Dance, hey, Rodman's just in Atlantic City doing whatever Rodman does. Like, that's not a thing that comes out anymore. I think these, like, sanitized, you know, PC versions of Hard Knocks are now going to be the future. You're going to see glimpses of stuff that are interesting, like in The Kingdom. They show how much Karloftis was hurt by not making that tackle in the Bills game and how much the Bills game meant to him. But you're not going to get a story about someone like, remember when George Pickens was late to the game for the Steelers? You're not getting a doc like that anymore because I feel like teams are just sanitizing all the stuff they put out. I don't know that we live in a world anymore where these docs will exist in 10, 20 years.
Let me watch this Cowboys doc before I give you my thoughts on this because I am kind of curious, and you and I tell this story because you and I feel the same way. When Netflix announced that they were going to do a doc on the Florida Gators in the early 2000s, you and I were thrilled. There's so many stories about the Florida Gators. I mean, Aaron Hernandez, we believe, committed his first murder while on campus in Gainesville. At one point, Percy Harvin beat up the strength and conditioning coach. Like, you and I both were like, oh, man, we're really going to get to it. We're going to tell the stories about early Florida. No, it was a Tim Tebow documentary about how great Tim Tebow was. I already knew that. How are you going to have a Florida Gators documentary and not tell me of, I mean, their plan was to go from Tim Tebow to Cam Newton. Well, why didn't Cam Newton stay in Florida? Oh, yeah, he stole somebody's laptop. Like, we didn't get that story. So maybe you're right. Maybe we are past the point of raw, authentic sports documentaries for major companies. Maybe that's just not what we get anymore. I don't know. But I do know at some point, somebody independent is going to give us the tell-all Chiefs documentary at some point in life. We've got it about every team that's ever had a dynasty. Every team that had a great run, somebody has done a dynasty on them and got everybody to sit down and tell the stories. It's actually kind of disappointing, I guess, in this regard. Like, we're never going to get that documentary about the Lakers in the early 2000s because Kobe can't be in it. Like, hearing them now talk about how much they didn't like each other back in the day would have been very riveting content. But unfortunately, that is not a documentary that we will ever get. I want to play this audio for you guys. It sounds to me like expansion in Major League Baseball is right around the corner. Here is David Sampson of ESPN.
Really? It is as guaranteed as the sunset tonight in Miami, and it will always be in the West. We talked about geographic realignment in a strategic planning committee meeting 10 years ago where we were going to have 32 teams. We didn't name the other two teams, but 32 teams, eight divisions, four teams, Mets and Yankees together, Dodgers, Angels together, Cubs, White Sox together, Rays, Marlins together. That was a big one. I raised my hand. What about the Rays, Marlins? We got to get that. They were like, yeah, whatever, Dave. So you guys can all have 8,000 people. So it is a it's a real thing. There's going to be expansion, and it will happen once Tampa is sold and once that ballpark starts getting built. The Vegas ballpark is getting built, theoretically, that will be done by 28 or 29. But all of this is going to come out in the CBA negotiations that are starting right now. People aren't talking about this, but the CBA negotiations, they've started. Now, it's not NLRB official or anything like that, so they haven't decided whether they're going to meet with a square table or a round table, but there's constant communication between the union and the commissioner's office, and what will be in this new CBA will be expansion, realignment, expanded playoffs. So we're going to hear a lot about these things, but we're not going to see it, actually, my guess is, until 2030.
I would say that there are two things that seem to be pretty well known in professional sports circles. Las Vegas is getting an NBA team by the end of the decade. I don't know if a team is moving to Las Vegas or they are going to expand the NBA, but it is very clear that there is going to be a very, very serious push once LeBron is retired from the NBA that I want to be the owner of the team in Las Vegas. I think that is very well known if you keep up with this sort of thing. I would also say that another secret that I don't think is that secret in baseball is Nashville is getting a team relatively soon. Like, I think there is a push for Nashville to be the next baseball city. And I think Nashville just makes a lot of sense. I'm not saying that Nashville has never been cool and popular, but it feels like there's been like a real renaissance in the last 20 years. Like, maybe this was the case in the 90s, and I just don't remember. Like, I don't know Nashville really being a place that people would just go and vacation, or it was like the bachelor party, bachelorette party destination. It certainly is now. It's like one of the biggest tourist cities in America, it feels like now. I just feel like a baseball team in Nashville makes a lot of sense. I don't know why they're thinking of expanding it. Why does the state of Florida have baseball? Has the state of Florida shown us that they really like baseball? Because Miami, for a team that certainly has the population to support baseball, are we sure that Miami really wants it? Because it feels to me like baseball has been trying to force themselves onto Miami, and Miami's just been like, nah, we cool. I mean, we'll go if you guys are going to win the World Series, but I mean, if you guys aren't going to win the World Series, we really don't have any interest in being out here. There's plenty of other things for us to do. Why does Tampa Bay have a baseball team? You know how hard it is to build a stadium that nobody loves? Think about it. I mean, people love baseball stadiums. Like, part of why it's cool to go to all the stadiums, and that's not really a basketball thing or a football thing, is because every stadium is truly unique. Kauffman Stadium's not like Wrigley Field. It's not like Fenway. It's not like Petco Park. They're all unique. They all have their own intricacies. You don't hear anybody talk about, man, I can't wait to go see that stadium in Tampa. Why does Florida have baseball? Take the Tampa Bay Rays and move them to Nashville immediately. And then we'll figure out somewhere for Miami. I'm telling you, no one will bat an eyelash if they take the Miami Marlins and move them to another city. No one will care. Not a single person. It's tough to be bottom 10 in attendance if you're as big of a city as Miami is. It's really, really difficult to do. They don't spend money on their team. Their fans don't seem to care. It seems like a money laundering service, if you ask me. Something about it just don't feel right. I don't think that baseball needs to expand. I think that baseball just simply needs to take the teams out of Florida and move them to a market that would much... I mean, Nashville would embrace a baseball team. And a lot of people would go, hey, we can go. My team plays in Nashville. We can make it a weekend. We can make it a thing. Nashville would be a very, very popular baseball team. Just give them the Florida Marlins and let's move on.
So are the two things mutually exclusive? Because in that cut, David Sampson, who's on the Dan Lebatard show, said that the three things they're going to talk about are expansion, realignment of divisions, more postseason. Why don't you move the two Miami teams and then add two more teams? It feels like baseball is trying to get to 32. Because then you can have eight divisions of four, and then you can have the top two in each division make the playoffs. It's hinky that seven make it, and you know there's byes and wild card, but they don't want that. I think they want the top eight teams making their postseason, kind of how like the NBA used to do. So you know what? You got to get to 32 somehow. I agree with you. I think it's going to be Nashville. I think Portland is viable. I would bring Montreal back. Montreal has shown that they would support baseball. and Salt Lake City. Move the Marlins, move the Rays, and then add two other cities. We're at 32. It all makes too much sense. I think we are 5 years away, and I've felt this for a while. It's not just the cut. I think we're 5 years away from baseball and NFL both being at 32 teams. It just feels like that's where everything is pushing.
I don't know enough about Salt Lake City. Salt Lake City is big enough to have an NBA team, a baseball team, and a hockey team. Salt Lake City's a city like that to have all three of those things humming at the same time.
I bet if we looked up the Salt Lake City population, you'd be stunned.
Okay, I just don't know. I was just asking. I've never been to Salt Lake City. I don't think I'll ever go to Salt Lake City in my life. I was just wondering. They just got a hockey team, right? They just got the Phoenix team. And the Jazz are very popular there, and now they're ready for a baseball team. So ESPN actually did this. They did like a MLB expansion to 32 teams, the point that you were making. And the two cities that they added was Nashville and Montreal.
Those
are the two cities.
By the way, I looked it up. There's 217 million people in Salt Lake City.
How many people?
That's what I'm pretty sure. You just
said 217 million people.
That's not right.
Okay, I just want to make sure. I don't know what kind of... what kind of population you think they got going in? It hit my ear. Like, what's going on?
217,000.
Okay, all right.
But Provo was around the corner. That's another 115,000.
What's going on over there?
They basically got 400,000 in town. If you got 400,000, you can host three teams.
I don't know if you got enough. I would say that's by far and away the smallest city that has three professional teams. Two, yeah, sure. Three's tough. Three's tough, I think, for a city the size of Salt Lake City. Especially like... we think of Nashville, like, I don't know how big Nashville's population is. Like,
tourist destination.
Go to Nashville. So if like, and I think there's like natural rivals that people would just go, like people would just be in attendance. Like when they played the Braves or those teams, it'd be a very, very popular event to go to. I don't know if people are traveling to Salt Lake City. Again, I'm trying to figure out. I was like, whoa, hold on. When did Salt Lake City get so many people?
I glanced down and then looked back up. I was doing multiple things. Yeah. 217,000.
Yeah, no.
It's basically the United States. It's basically everyone lives in Salt Lake.
100%. So in this story, it was actually kind of cool. They did an MLB expansion, which I would guess if they ended up expanding and doing what you're talking about, where they did the 32 teams, they basically copy the NBA model. Is that not what they would do? Or the NFL model? The NFL has 32 teams. There's four divisions in each conference. Four teams are guaranteed to make the postseason. They have three wild card teams, and then we just go from there. Is that not the model that baseball would have, which is basically copy the Major League, the NFL playoffs, and follow a very similar system?
I think so, but I also think the NFL is eventually going to move to eight playoff teams. So I think everyone's going to end up at eight. I think you're going to see a world where it's every division winner's locked in, and then if you finish second in the division, you get a wild card spot. We've expanded playoffs too much in American sports. I think we're just done at seven. So I think it's going to be eight for both sports.
In this story, they had the Royals. They would move to the National League Central, and then this would be this is all hypothetical. It was Houston, Milwaukee, St. Louis, Minnesota, Chicago, both Chicago teams, Texas, and Kansas City. That would be its own division. I will say that's a pretty interesting division. Like a lot of teams that make sense. There's a rivalry there. Kansas City, St. Louis, the Chicago teams. There's a rivalry between Kansas City and Minnesota, Milwaukee. And there was a lot of teams that actually made a lot of sense to be in the same division. That story is on ESPN if you guys want to check it out. Coming up on the other side, you know that we love nostalgic trips down memory lane. One of the best basketball players of the 2010s retired today. We'll talk about it. Keep it right here. So Drive.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison.
This man was a bona fide scrub.
On 96.5 The Fan, brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. and it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAFGiving 360's donor-advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Welcome back to the show. Coming up in a little bit, we'll talk about Rich Eisen, who made his return to SportsCenter. Why don't we take a nice nostalgic trip before we catch up with Denny Matthews coming up at the top of the hour? All right, the first thing. Today we saw John Wall retire. Now, some of you guys might be thinking, so what? Why does it matter? Well, you know what? It matters to me. This is why. I think all of us have a team that we think, how did that team not go to the Final Four? Like, Rob, we kind of give you a hard time with your KU team, but I completely understand how you feel that the, is it the 96 or 98 Jayhawks? I want to make sure that I'm accurate here. The team that has Paul Pierce, Rafe LaFrentz, Jogba, like
they lose to Arizona. I believe it's 97, actually.
I think you could argue that's the best team that Kansas had in the last 50 years. Like, that is a really talented, really loaded, by far and away the best team that year in college basketball. And then the NCAA tournament happens. You catch the right team on the wrong night and your entire season can end in an instant. And that is what makes the NCAA tournament so good. That Kentucky team with John Wall, that's that team for me. Wait, they didn't go to the Final Four? I mean, the starting five was John Wall, Patrick Patterson, DeMarcus Cousins, Darius Miller, and Eric Bledsoe. So we're talking about four guys who were good NBA pros. Now, I don't know what happened to Darius Miller, but I'm talking four legitimate pros. That team didn't make it to the Final Four? I went back and I looked at the box score from that game. Because remember, they made it to the Elite Eight. I mean, they ran through college basketball the year. They were 35-2. Heading into that game. Again, ran through college basketball. They're heading to the Elite Eight. I mean, this is going to be easy. This is going to be a cakewalk. They're playing a good West Virginia team. This was in the Carrier Dome in the Elite Eight. All right. They shot terribly from the field. That night, Kentucky shot 34% from the field. Rob, they were 4 from 32 from 3. They shot 12% from 3. If you want to look at what got you beat and what got you eliminated in the NCAA tournament, it don't really take a lot of rocket science to know. Basically, in that game, John Wall played well. DeMarcus Cousins played well. Nobody else on Kentucky played well that day. You don't bring it one night in the NCAA tournament. It doesn't matter what conference you're from. It doesn't matter how many games you won in the regular season. Doesn't matter what your roster is. If you don't bring it just one night in March, your entire season can end. That's the best team that I've ever seen that I think we've seen that didn't end up making the Final Four. John Wall, Patrick Patterson, DeMarcus Cousins, and Eric Bledsoe, and they lost in the Elite Eight to West Virginia. That, I mean, had some guys, but I mean, they didn't have enough guys that they should have beat Kentucky in a basketball game, but that's March Madness. That's why we love it.
Is that outcome more surprising than that team that was basically made hockey line changes, Carl Anthony Towns, losing in the Final Four? Is that team not making it the bigger surprise? Because I agree with you. I was a freshman in college in 09, and trust me, as a KU fan, I hated Kentucky. Calipari had gotten over there. They had made the big recruiting wins. John Wall did the dance at their version of late night. It was everywhere. Drake had become a fan basically out of thin air. This Canadian was a massive Kentucky fan, and they were just dominating the sport. And they lost to West Virginia, but that still less surprised me, that team that had Karl Anthony Towns and they had a bunch of other guys, and they just lost.
I got the roster here pulled up if you want me to read it.
Devin Booker, they lost to Wisconsin.
It's a crazy Kentucky roster. This was the Kentucky team. You remember that Kentucky team was actually undefeated that year. They lost in the Final Four. That was their first loss. Do you remember who they lost to?
Lost to Wisconsin.
Frank Kaminsky. Yeah, that was that team.
And Sam Decker.
Their starting five was Willie Cauley-Stein, Karl Anthony Towns, the Harrison Twins, and Trey Lyles. Coming off the bench, they had future NBA Hall of Famer Devin Booker and Tyler Ulis. That was their top seven that year in Kentucky. Lost in the Final Four. They lost to Wisconsin. Frank Kaminsky gave them he was a problem. He was a problem that day. Frank Kaminsky gave him 20 and 10 and shot 70% from the floor. They also couldn't guard Sam Decker that day. And yeah, that's all it takes. That's how you get eliminated in the NCAA tournament. I want to play this audio for you guys before we're joined by Denny Matthews coming up at the top of the hour. Last night, Rich Eisen was back on SportsCenter for the first time since 2003.
Tonight on SportsCenter, the preseason Monday Nighter certainly did not disappoint in D.C., while an old D.C. star powered up the Phillies against the Mariners twice. In Pittsburgh, Paul Skenes actually got runs, two of them. Was it enough against Toronto? But really, sometimes you gotta keep it simple and direct.
Why didn't you go down?
I wanted to score.
This show is all about strolling down memory lane. No, not about having hair. It's about throwing a whole bunch at you while having an old school good time. So, stay tuned and don't flip out. SportsCenter is next. Hey there. Saying this for the first time in 22 years.
I forgot how much
years,
I missed this music. Oh, my
welcome
goodness.
Welcome to SportsCenter.
Oh, my goodness. I forgot how much I missed it. I know that people have their issues with ESPN, but oh, my goodness. Just... what a great idea. I don't know whose idea it was to bring Rich Eisen back to host another episode of SportsCenter, but give them two thumbs up. Why doesn't ESPN do that somewhat regularly? We don't think that the old host would love to come back and host SportsCenter. Like, if they just made it like every Tuesday at 5, we're going to bring back some of your favorite former hosts. Why can't they do this over the summer? You remember how they used to kind of like pass time during the All-Star break where they would do like the Make-A-Wish, where you would get to see like Steph Curry go shoot threes with some kid who had like terminal illness. Like, remember that, how they would do that every year, like during the All-Star break? Why can't we have like nostalgic SportsCenter week where we just get back the old combinations? You're telling me Dan Patrick has no interest in going back and hosting SportsCenter one more time? None. No interest in doing it. Sign me up. I'd love to have Rich Eisen come back and host SportsCenter. We can't get Kenny Mayne to come back, Trey Wingo, Stan Verrett. Where's Brian Kinney doing these days? We can't get Brian Kinney to come back and do an episode of SportsCenter. Oh, it was so good yesterday. Then they paid tribute to Stuart Scott while he was there too. A+, two thumbs up. ESPN, great job yesterday. Thank you for that. That music, where is that music gone? They're not using the real instruments like they used to. You heard the saxophone in the back. That's real instrumentation there. That's an incredible, great job, ESPN. That's what I want to tell you. Two thumbs up. Coming up at the top of the hour, Denny Matthews, the Hall of Fame voice of the Royals, get you ready for their game tonight. The Royals, they are on fire. We'll talk to Denny about it. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.